Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this 4th of July. Celebrating the nation's, our nation's birthday, Independence Day, 4th of July in America. It's my 21st consecutive live 4th of July show, program. It's just you and me this segment, this next couple of segments. I wanted to remind you that 715 years ago, Abraham Lincoln's inspired speech at the Gettysburg Cemetery dedication included these immortal words: "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal." You should go back and, if you get a chance, go back and read the story of how he scratched those words out. And it was like a 2-minute speech, a 3-minute speech. It was almost very short compared to the person who'd gone before him. You ought to go back and read the story of that. That's a beautiful, beautiful passage that in my generation, we learned that in school. We could say that. We had to learn how to recite that. All the conceived in liberty and dedicated the proposition, all men are created equal. For 47 years earlier, one of those fathers, an inspired Thomas Jefferson, along with suggestions from no less an able editor than Ben Franklin, authored what is arguably the most important secular document in history. The second paragraph of America's Declaration of Independence begins with this passionate passage: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Having the spirit, vision, and courage to declare independence at a time when monarchy was the globally accepted model of government was unprecedented." It was just unprecedented, my friends. Fighting for those principles then and defending them from within and from without for more than 2 centuries since is legendary. To be sure, America has lapsed in the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, while Lincoln was trying to save his beloved but war-torn country, he made this judgment: "We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us," end quote. Even today, America is a work in progress. Our journey of understanding has had and will continue to have many waypoints where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, the United States of America is still a benefactor nation unlike any other in history, with arguably billions of global beneficiaries having been blessed by America's generosity and by being inspired by our ideals, like our concept of liberty, our concept of self-determination, the concept of an American dream. As Jefferson reasoned, freedom isn't an American franchise. It's a blessing from God found around the world. But freedom to pursue dreams, wherever they take us, is a very American ideal, and we call it liberty. Liberty is a contract Americans give to each other every day as we pledge devotion to our secular scripture, the Constitution. In America, we took the blessing of freedom and the ideal of liberty and created the energy of the American dream, entrepreneurship. And it's become one of our most important exports, especially since the end of the Cold War. And the benefits of entrepreneurship transcend business, as confirmed by the 19th century French economist. He's also kind of a comedian. He's a funny guy, Frédéric Bastiat, who proposed that — this is really important, folks, this is going to be on the test, write this down — Frédéric Bastiat said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." I love that. I quote him all the time on that. Did you know that no country who has a McDonald's has ever attacked another country who has a McDonald's? "When goods cross borders, armies don't." Thank you, entrepreneurship. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have been essential to millions of American small business owners, as generations have been both the beneficiary and the steward of entrepreneurship, as they claimed and perpetuated the American dream. Thank you, Founders. This week we celebrate the blessings of another Independence Day in America, where freedom of expression is our first and most precious right. But this year, perhaps more than any other since Gettysburg and Shiloh, as we claim these rights and deploy them with passion, let's pledge to each other a renewed devotion to the spirit of Lincoln's closing prayer so beautifully conveyed in his first inaugural address. He said that he prayed that the leadership we have with each other will be, quote, touched by the better angels of our nature, end quote. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? That relationships that we have with each other shall be touched by the better angels of our nature. Folks, this is what we have to do right now. We talked about this a little bit in the previous hour. At this time in our history, when we seem to be so divided and there seems to be no way we can come back together, we need to find a way to step out of politics and step over into the concept of ideals. We need to gravitate toward people who have ideas, not gravitate toward people who have insults. I love the part about in this life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I would be saying this regardless of who was on which side of the argument. But when people who, regardless of whether you agree with them or not, when people who have put their career aside to serve our government aren't allowed to have the quiet enjoyment of their life, of their personal life, when it seems to be by some people okay to harass people, literally having a meal, enjoying the quiet enjoyment of their life, when that's okay, my friends, we've stepped out of ideals. We're not in the world of ideals anymore. We're not in the realm of ideals. We're in the realm of politics in its ugliest nature. And I'm telling you, if the parties were completely flipped, I'd be saying the same thing. And this is my point. This is an example of where we've gone too far. This is where we've got to quit thinking as much about party and more about ideals. We've got to find a way to come together with our ideals than with our politics. Otherwise, I fear we're not going to make it. Happy Independence Day, America. We stand on awesome shoulders today. Will history show ours so worthy? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.